everybody. It's Storage Radio. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm here with John Hilliard. We're in studio. I'm talking to Dave Rappo, our senior news editor, like we do each week. Hi, Dave.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty good. We had a lot of news this week, and John's going to cover a lot of the top headlines, but I want to talk with you about one in particular. No surprise, I want to talk about Symantec. We had some great coverage this week on Symantec's efforts to get customers back in the fold, make them feel better about all those changes to backup exec. I thought that was pretty interesting, Dave. They actually invited customers from all around the world to fly to Florida and have some conversations.
Yeah, they took they invited all of the customers who had been making noise on the forums and social media. I think there were about 50 or 60 who were actually invited. 9 of them showed up, and, they got to voice their concerns in person. And I think, the ones that I spoke to were there seemed to be grateful for that opportunity. And, it was no secret what was bothering them anyway, but, they said they were happy to see Symantec developers and the members of the product team there to take their concerns, and Symantec let them in on service packs they're working on and some of the fixes.
Well, it's an interesting approach. You can talk about it, David, I think from the PR perspective and then the storage angle. They got a good bang for their buck. They got some good coverage out of these 9 sort of super users who showed up, and they were getting a lot of negative press on the user forums from people who were so unhappy with the new interface, among other things. And it sounds like they actually are offering some real change. Is it too soon to tell?
Well, they did get, as you said, bang for the buck, because one of the users who did show up was the guy who actually started that forum on the Symantec community site that land-based it to product and got a bunch of other users to join in, and he seems satisfied now, and the other users who came down were vocal, so I guess it helps them to say, look, these guys are satisfied now. But, they're also the biggest change they made was to bring back the jobs monitor view. And, a lot of people are still miffed that they took it out in the first place. But that will show up in Service Pack 2, which is due later this year. So I guess kind of have to hold tight and see that they, delivered what they promised. But, like you said, they did get their bang for the buck, and they do have, users who are bashing them are now saying, okay, this is fixed, and we're happy.
I thought it was interesting. One guy came all the way from Australia, and he said, I was expecting them to bribe me with free licenses, but they actually had some service packs that might help them out. How long do you think it'll take to kind of turn it around, Dave, till they have a story, some press, some user activity that says backup exec is rocks the world again?
Well, it's probably by the end of the year, because that's when the service packs will be all out and installed and whatever. So they still have to get all that into the hands of people, and I think it'll take for those unhappy users to actually install that service pack too and say, oh yeah, now we have our we have our job monitor view back. We could do what we did before. We have everything up on one pane, and this is what we wanted in the beginning. So during the Symantec earnings call, when they said this was a big problem they had to fix, which was in July, they said it'll take 6 to 9 months, so probably around the end of the year.
All right, Dave, thanks for the great coverage on this topic, and we'll look forward to seeing how they make out in the next 9 months.
All right, I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave. I'm going to pass it off to John Hilliard, who's going to take you around the group's top headlines, and as always, tell us what he picked up from the blogosphere this week. Take it away, John.
Thanks a lot, Ellen. First up is CleverSafe Incorporated, which says its next generation of object storage systems can be used to build a 10 exabyte storage cloud. And the company claims that cloud will come with a throughput of 1 terabyte per second. The company's 3000 series of appliances is the architecture that CleverSafe claims could do the job. And industry analysts say the company appears serious about going after the big data market. Of course, a 10 exabyte cloud remains theoretical, as it's unlikely anyone would build a cloud that big in the near future. And earlier this week, Pure Storage closed a $40 million funding round. The flash array vendor said the money will be used to expand sales, marketing, and product development. Pure first came out of stealth with its flash array platform a year ago, and now faces a crowded field with competition from big vendors like EMC and HP, along with smaller shops like Violin Memory, Nimbus Data, and Whiptail. Pure will announce its second-generation software capabilities by the end of the month, a company executive said. And in the wider world of storage news, this is coming via the New York Times, German government data protection officials have reopened an investigation into Facebook this week over the company's use of facial recognition technology. The Germans said the company was illegally compiling a database of users' photos without their consent. And in Europe, Facebook's facial recognition software is problematic because it runs afoul of some European Union privacy laws that require users' explicit consent to the practice. The government is demanding that Facebook destroy its database of faces, while the company has said it has not done anything illegal under European Union law.
John, I love this story. It's really interesting. You know, in their meetings, Facebook reps acknowledge that the company is compiling what is called biometric data. But they say, look, it's legal in Ireland, and that's where our European operation was started. It's interesting.
Definitely. It's also unclear as to the ultimate outcome of this thing. If Facebook does not comply with the German government's demands, they face a fine of approximately in U.S. dollars of about $31,000. So for Facebook, I don't know.
Not that intimidating
is a good word for it.
All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Take care.
Okay, thanks for listening, and you can hear us every Friday on Storage Radio. And for more information on any of these topics, check out searchstorage.com.